You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, Sam Harmony is here. That means we're going to be getting into the Laneway lineup. Oh, just after 5 o'clock. Congratulations, Sam. Obviously working on Laneway.
Thank you.
A lot to pull together.
It's team effort. Definitely wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole team on the booking team over in Australia. Did a wonderful job. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's been like a two-year process booking this one.
Really? 2 years in the making? Wow.
Some of the headliners were confirmed in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's to be honest, it's a relief to have it public so that we're not worried about it leaking.
Yes.
So it's always a bit stressful.
Yeah. How could a lineup like that typically leak? Just accidentally get published online?
I don't know. There's a couple of scurrilous radio stations around the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some really keen reporters out there, keen by name, keen by nature, you know what I'm saying?
What's the point in leaking a lineup? Just to like have bragging rights that you knew who it was going to be before anyone else?
I think it's just people want to feel like they're in the know, you know?
Mm.
But it doesn't, I mean, it, obviously everybody is keen to know who's playing the Laneway lineup,
yes.
But it isn't the event of the summer, if you don't mind me saying, here in Auckland City.
Man, it's the best location and there's something for everyone.
My tagline is, honestly, on January 30th, there is no better place on earth. If you're a music fan, there's nowhere you would rather be than Albert Park. I swear to God, I think, because you know, I've been to a few music festivals now, Johnny, I think, it's comparable with, I'll put it next to anything, because it's big and you get the comp of like great production, incredible artists, but it's not too big, you know, it's not like massive, it's not a super festy, and it's right in the middle of the city in
a beautiful
park, you got amazing trees, great food and bev, like I think the food's always a massive highlight, you know. My other bit of advice is like get there like straight up as close as you can.
Don't muck around.
Yeah,
that's my modus operandi for any festival. Get there from the gates opening.
Honestly.
And enjoy the whole day. That's what you paid for.
Yeah, you paid the money, but like the reason why you did is because there's so many amazing acts. Like literally every act on the bill is worth checking out, in my opinion.
Yes,
for various reasons. You don't have to like the music, but they're at least interesting, or they're part of a scene that you're not necessarily aware of, or you know, etc. etc.
Any DJ slots going for like the VIP area, like that 11
we'll
a.m.
We'll take that offline. We'll take that offline, Johnny.
1 p.m.
We'll take that off here. We'll do that off. We've actually Tua Fale Tanoe is the only Laneway resident DJ.
Yes,
she always plays the last slot in the VIP bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to turn up there and see how it's been going.
Do we know much about the layout this year? Is it similar to previous years? Or is there some? I heard whispers of some changes to the layout.
It's from what I understand, it's pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty similar to what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously some production. It's basically about making the production fit in the park, because it's a reasonably tricky site for a festival. But yeah.
Feels so good once you're in there.
Oh, it's the best. It is true. Like I said, Johnny, best place on earth on January the 30th if you like music.
Hey, should we turn the Hidden Spheres up and then come back after the news
and
get into it?
Let's do it. Booyah!
Mm-hmm.
It's Laneway, baby. It's out. The lineup is out. Came out this morning. 10 to 10. Lots of fun
I'm so excited. There's no hiding it. You can't. I mean, it's like we were just saying before the news. It is like basically impossible to beat Laneway. A good day in Auckland and that festival happening in Albert Park. It is like ridiculous.
It is crazy. We can go through the lineup again, but I guess everybody's heard it by now. We'll do some highlights later on, Johnny. But I do. There's a little bit of bizzo I got to take care of.
Okay.
There's a pre-registration that closes on Sunday night, and if you don't get into that, you won't be able to get pre-sale tickets. They go on sale on Tuesday at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And just a heads up that our pre-sale is almost not at capacity. But if everybody bought a ticket on the pre-sale, we will be sold out instantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, basically, okay, the pre-sale has gone absolutely nuts. Like, people are totally fizzing for it. So, do not delay. If you don't get in there before Sunday night, you won't be able to get into the pre-sale.
And could Laneway take over another street?
Well, let's put that to the coming mayor of Auckland. Let's make that part of quick. There's still time to get that on the agenda. But yeah, that's a really important point. So if you want to register for the pre-sale, you got to sign up. So just go to lanewayfestival.com and you can do that. So yeah, that closes on Sunday night. So do that before Sunday night, and then you'll get a link which announces the pre-sale tickets on sale at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And then if there's any tickets left, they'll go up at 9 o'clock on Thursday. You can use Afterpay to pay for tickets. So if you're a little bit skint, you can actually get it on tick.
I'm nervous. I'm feeling like it's going to sell out.
Honestly, this is like crazy. Like, we've never seen, we've never seen stats like this. Like, yes, it's truly nuts. So I would press that upon you. It's unlike Laneway's gone by. Like, there's never quite been this amount of anticipation. I think it's a little bit of a combo.
3 years.
Things coming back, but also Phoebe Bridges' first ever show in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Like, Phoebe's probably close to doing an arena on her own, mm-hmm, that sort of level. So yeah, her first ever play in Aotearoa, and Turnstile's first play, Fred Again's first show. Yeah, there's just a couple of things happening.
You're probably
there,
right. Probably those three, because I know Fred Again are like pulling massive crowds at festivals in Europe.
Fred Again did a Boiler Room and it got 1.5 million views in 24 hours. It's like by far the biggest Boiler Room stream of the year. Wow. Absolutely nuts. Wow. Yeah, he's truly exploding. Mm. So yeah, that's just it's always impossible to actually know how these things are going to, yes, go, but like, we're definitely feeling like, whoa, we didn't expect it to be quite as intense as it has been.
Oh, exciting.
So that's really great. Obviously, Kiwis are really keen to get back and, mm-hmm, back to Laneway and head into the park. So I guess that's just the thing I had to cross, you know, tick off the list. I hope, yes, everyone is aware of that now. You know, don't say we didn't warn you. Yeah, and I guess there's a little bit of something on the bill for everyone, as you say. Like, mm-hmm, Phoebe's on there. I mean, not so much of a BFM audience, but Joji is one of the biggest stacks in the world, has literally the biggest song on Spotify in 2022.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's those two dudes from Atlanta?
No, Joji's an artist who, he's originally from Japan, but he grew up in the States. He was a kind of a famous YouTube comedian when he was in high school, and then he became kind of a pop singer about 4 years ago. He's got a record with Benny, but his latest song is the biggest song on Spotify of the year. So yeah, he's exploding. Haim, obviously, it's their first time back since when they played Laneway the first time around. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Phoebe Bridges' first time in New Zealand. Phineas, that's Billie Eilish's brother. Mm-hmm. Fontaines DC, I mean, finally Fontaines DC. Mm-hmm. We had them booked in 2020. Super excited. And then they had to pull out because they were finishing off the record that came out that everyone's completely in love with now.
The thing is, they've really been on one. All three of their records, I feel like they've got better and better.
I mean, they're so sick. I mean, the thing is, you can tell by listening to their recorded music that they're going to be an incredible live band. They just have that energy. You know, it's just like the vocalist is, he's just got a really raw Dublin accent. He's almost a poet. He's kind of doing poetry over some kind of hardcore music. Do you reckon we should let one ring out?
Yeah.
Should we let the song do the talking?
Yeah, don't make no
That was Fontaines DC.
Hang on, wait. Here we go.
Hey, it's Connor from Fontaines DC, and I'm on the gargle at 95 BFM.
He's on the gargle.
He sure is. He sure is, and he'll be doing some gargling, no doubt, on the 30th of January in Albert Park. Yeah, that's a sick record, and very much a hit, an underground hit record. That one had to keep on the shelves up flying out, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, Fontaines DC has been on the list for a long time. I guess the next artist that we're going to play, it's been a while. First record came out in 2017 as a local act, but sort of hasn't done a lot of touring, or definitely hasn't done a lot of touring since they toured that album. And they've been writing and recording, and they're just fired up now. This is the second single, and I've heard the record. Like, they sent us the finished record, and it's a really nice development. Obviously, you can hear the influences that we're talking about. Phaser Days, by the way, you can hear that she's kind of developed her sound a little bit. Definitely gotten into kind of a grungier, I guess the best way to describe it would be sort of a 90s aesthetic. It's very much interesting. But
what's Phaser Days' live setup? Does she perform with a band?
She's got a full band. Yeah, yep. She's got a full band. I think it's a lot of the band from Merc from like last time I saw them. So. Lot of the same players, so it's a really heavy, like, amazing great band, and she's an incredible performer, just getting better and better. And we were really happy to, well, first of all, we were really pumped when we heard she had a new album coming out, and then once we managed to get it across the line, super stoked that she's part of the bill. Should we let the song do the talking to?
I'm just gonna
Just chatting about Laneway highlights. Do you know what? Do you know what I loved? Florence and the Machine. She obviously played down in Britomart on the very first one, but she played quite recently.
She played the last time it happened.
It was a bit windy, and it was just kind of this magical moment.
Yeah, it was a super sick band, like a really incredible sound. Mm. Yeah, it was. God, that was a good show.
Top tier performer. You just got to appreciate these people that do make it, that are superstars.
Totally.
And they just, man, they can do it.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. And Haim, who we've got on the bill this year, is a very similar kind of a pedigree, if you want to call it that.
Well, their first record was a massive hit on BFM. Huge. And it was just like the sound of the summer. Mm-hmm. It was just like everyone singing Haim songs at parties.
Totally. I mean, The Wire was just an absolute gigantic crossover hit. Mm. But the new record, like, came out last year, I think, 2021. Mm-hmm. It all blurs into one in the last few years. Mm-hmm. That is a super hot record. I highly recommend checking it out, you know, for fans of Haim.
There was a little remix EP of their one or two of their tunes, which I really enjoyed.
There's like a bonus, and there's one of the tracks with Thundercat on there. Yep. And Supes. Yeah, I mean, they're really incredible songwriters, and they obviously like to collab with different. There's like a reggae tune on that record that actually I reckon is a killer one.
It is in the digital library. Check some of it in there.
Do you want to get it in there? You want to get it on now? Like, we might as well. I mean, I'm excited. You're excited.
I quite like this. It's not really an accurate representation of
what do you got?
Time.
What do you got?
I was going to play this one.
You could do the 3 a.m. with Thundercat.
Summer Girl. I love this Lauren Order remix, it's a different vocal on it.
Yeah, that's.
Or we could just play Summer Girl.
Play Summer Girl. I mean, that is the theme, really, isn't it? Mm. If you look at the lineup, mm-hmm. That's what people are saying online.
Do you
anyway.
Think they would drop it down and take it this chill?
I mean, ask them, man. Mm. Jeez, I just booked them. I don't know.
Do 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 around the corner at you. From over my shoulder, I need you. I need you to understand. These are the earthquake drills that we ran under the freeway overpass. The tears behind your dark sunglasses. The fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.
No doubt closing out that big old stage down by the Pullman.
Oh, no spoilers, Johnny.
The biggest act.
I can't tell you that.
They get number one on the bill.
I can't
tell
you that, mate. I can't tell you that. I've sworn to secrecy. There's some things I take, you know, that's part of the gig, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll be playing late. Let's just say that.
Okay.
It'll be fantastic, though. Yeah. I can't wait. I really am very excited to see that.
If you've just joined us, Sam Harmony is in the studio with us here at 95 BFM. We're running through the Laneway lineup, which has just been announced this morning. As mentioned, very excited to have this festival back in Albert Park for 2023. So good! So good!
Hell yeah. Summer's just around the corner. It feels like summer's coming, like proper summer's coming.
Daylight savings this weekend, boys.
Booyah!
Deeper than underground, fresher than fresh. Every Thursday at Ding Dong Lounge, catch the next big thing before they're cool. And then enjoy being a little bit smug about it later. Playing this Thursday, Jimmy Cara and the Psychedelic Bluesos with Bad Jelly Collective. Ding Dong Lounge, Auckland's Rock Dive Bar, 26 Wyndham Street. Find out more at dingdongloungenz.com. For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green.
The hip store on K Road is what you need. And food and twine. Books, clothes, vape supplies, and oil, and butter. Drug tasting, my brother.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K Road is what you need.
Experience the Hemp Store at 253 Karangahape Road. For nationwide delivery, visit hempstore.co.nz or call 0800 Hemp Store.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The Hemp Store on K Road is what you need.
Like a great ocean bird sent far on some tropical wind, the Havana ship has landed in Auckland, bringing the fiery passion and flavour of Havana Coffee Works to Parnell with their new coffee roastery. Come on down and wrap your taste buds around Havana's real trade coffee, sourced from on-the-ground real friendships with coffee growers around the world. If you're serious about coffee, Havana Coffee Works. Coffee you feel. 69 G St. George's Bay Road. Go to avada.co.nz.
Seamouse are bringing their electrifying live show to Auckland for a heavy-hitting dose of classic blues and modern garage fuzz, ripped direct from their latest EP, Evil Heart.
Hatred and love are blind.
Seamouse with special guests, makeshift parachutes and Ripship. September 24th at Whammy Bar. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
I love the way you dance, yeah. Like you alone in a crowded room.
Troy Kingy is jumping into the DeLorean and taking us back to the 80s. Shoulder pads, synthesizers, affordable housing.
She was born in Manhattan in 1984.
All that and a big old gig at the power station to celebrate his new album.
We're giving away tickets all this week on 95BFM Breakfast, so just suss your B-card number and stay tuned for your chance to enter.
95BFM presents Troy Kingy and the Promises, Friday, October 14th at the power station. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
BFM Drive.
Thanks to the Beer Spot, your tabby place.
Yo, we're back, Johnny. We're back, mm-hmm. John boy.
The next band you're going to play that is on the lineup, even I had been subject to the hype. Do you know who actually emailed me about them when their record came out?
Tell me.
Sam from Shapeshifter.
There we go. Sam from Shapeshifter, big Turnstile fan. There you go. Turnstile is a hardcore band from the States. They released a record last year called Glow On, which was one of the albums of the year for a lot of people, or up there in like the top 10. This is one of the first acts we booked on the lineup. Mm-hmm. I think they've been confirmed for a very long time. It'll be their first ever show in New Zealand.
It's just like, for me, it's just like a classic rock. It sounds so crummy saying that, but it is a classic rock act. And it's good to have a band like this on the lineup.
Totally. It's nice to have a real shreddy band. So let's play it now. This is Turnstile with TLC, which stands for Turnstile Love Connection.
Back to you, Sam Harmony.
Oh, it's me again.
The Lanway rep.
Yeah, I mean, let's run through some more of these acts. I mean, let's get a little bit more electronic because there is actually quite a strong electronic contingent at this year's festival, including some incredible local talent like Babyface Killer, Eden Burns, and Chaos in the CBD, who now live in London but are from Devonport originally. But this one is kind of a breakthrough act from the UK. The name is Ross from Friends, which I think will turn off a lot of people who are over the age of 30, shall we say.
Ross from Friends had a bunch of play on BFM.
Right? I mean, it's an incredible act. It's just a silly name, you know. But, you know, who am I to say? Their record's kind of, if you're a fan of Fortet, I reckon you'll dig these guys and I reckon you'll dig this track. This is from their album Tread that came out last year. It's called Life in a Mind.
I'm alone, I'm a living now. I'm alone, it's the way I live. I'm alone, I'm a living now. I'm alone, now. I'm alone. We'll be right back.
That's Ross from Friends, who's playing Laneway. The song's called Life in a Mind. Sorry, I got my back announce on there, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
Yeah, that, I mean, he's going to be incredible.
Fountain stage?
Look, I told you, I can't reveal anything. I can't reveal anything. No, they're a really amazing act, and kind of a little bit Nicholas Jarry, who's obviously an ex-Laneway act from times gone by. So definitely has a
little... When did Nicholas Jarry play, like 2014?
Something like that. Yeah, I think it was a year before we moved to Albert Park. I think you're right, 2014. All right, we got time for one more, you reckon?
Yeah, of course.
Just last one. This is an act that I am personally very, very excited to see. His name is Nux, and very much in like the Dave and Stormzy realm of UK hip hop. Got a record that came out last year that I've been just absolutely hammering. Like, I've been playing it a lot. Definitely worth checking him out. I am very excited to see him play, because it just gives me I just get the feeling like he's going to be incredible. He's definitely just emerging. He's got a couple of features on some much bigger records, but I think he's going to be one of those acts that's just, you know, in a few years going to be gigantic. So yeah, this is Nux with Hide and Seek.
The day that I met, like the day that Tom met Jerry. Only out of his hole for the cheddar, whether he knows if the coast is steady. Ready, one eye on the road like 30. First encounter, Don was a youth while under pursuit, he was only 11. Like getting me, stole with his brethren. They asked him his name and he told them it's Kevin. Bright-eyed copper, most likely his wife he divorced. No more than a fortnight on the force. Young lad undergrad had a light for the Lord. But he saw something about Kevin. He saw a cold look in his eye while booking his guy like, why I ain't telling? In his mind he indicted the felon. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting them, crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone told me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me. It's fine, it's fine. Except time's been flying by. Little old Kevin just turned 21, but the same old trouble's been right behind. So preoccupied with grind and hustle, fight and tussle. A very thin line from a night of cuddles to stuck in a trunk with a knife and shovel. So why they puzzle? This all routine. They clock us shutting, they call police. Ain't no drill when the feds all sweet. The pain don't kill, we just get morphine. We play our role, let them boys play theirs, but don't play fair. Like oh say swear and holding cells, trying to hold in fear. I scream fuck you and I hope they hear. Yeah, every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone tell me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me. Riding around trying to see who's it. Who's up, who's lit? 3 man up in a unmarked whip. If I count to 10, which I'm duck and dip. Skirt, crash, step out the vehicle. What the fuck are you here for? Arm of the law, tell him all be careful. Anybody moves, then his arm goes airborne. With his arms in the air, Kev got out the car with his bread, but left something shiny and sharp in the chair. Rare, you could tell he's sweating. The fed looked deep in his eyes like he recognized from the first encounter. That stop and search was the first in hours. We hid well, but the urges found us. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone told me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone tell me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me.
Thank you.
That is Nux with Hide and Seek, playing Laneway on the 30th of January, 2023. Boy, oh boy, am I excited, Johnny. Listening to that has got me really fizzing.
I feel like that could be, you know, like a highlight of the day in the hot sun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be incredible. I think maybe I'll just run through the essential info for you. The pre-sale registration closes on Sunday night, so if you want to get in to buy a ticket in the pre-sale, you need to register on, just go to lanewayfestival.com and it'll take you to a link to sign up, and then you'll get an email at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning which will let you buy tickets. If you're not part of the pre-sale and you want to risk it and just go into the general on sale, that's up to you. I wouldn't recommend it, but that's happening on Thursday at 9 o'clock. But as I said earlier, the pre-sale's already crazy, and if everybody who's registered for that buys a ticket, it'll be sold out instantly. So yeah, that's just, don't miss out, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, in years gone by, it probably was okay to sit and wait, but we feel like, based on all the stats that we're getting, it's going to probably be a pretty big one when it goes on sale. So yeah, if you really want to come, be warned, be forewarned.
Be organized.
Be organized.
Get amongst now.
Make sure you sign up for the registration before it closes on Sunday night. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Johnny.
Thank you very much. We'll see you around the traps. Oh, and yeah. And of course, we'll see you at Laneway.
You'll see me at Laneway for sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.